Today. Oops, that's your part, huh?
Is that my part?
Yeah, I think yeah.
Let's start over. Today on the Travel Guys.
How to drive long and straight right off the tee. No, that was that other
that
show.
That was the other show that preceded us, yeah.
In the travel news, the Grand Canyon says no to bottled water, and the San Francisco airport says yes to yoga.
Coming up at 2:15, it's the Ask the Experts Day, so get your questions ready. You ask the questions, and we'll give the prizes.
Airfares keep going up. People keep getting bigger. Seats and legroom getting smaller. We have the story.
It's the first ever Ask the Expert edition right here on AM and FM with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Now on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Tom Romano actually sitting in Mark Hoffman's seat today, and Mark is on the other side where I normally sit. That's why,
okay. I got Aaron's seat.
Yeah, you do. That's why everything's a little... Well, I won't say that. Well, everything's a little backwards.
We
today.
Were a little bit backwards.
I almost
exactly.
said it. Didn't
yeah,
I
know you almost did, but that's why we have that 7-second delay, is so that if you say something bad like that, it doesn't come out on the radio. How are you, Mr. Romano?
I am fabulous. Nice, bright, sunshiny day. Glad to be here. We're going to have a super show. We got Michael Downer from your office, one of your independent travel experts on the program. And listeners today going to have a rare opportunity, and that's to call into the Travel Guys.
You have bothered me about this for 2 years.
Have.
You have said we should have a program like this, and so I have finally relented. And we are going to have a program today where if you have a question about travel, anything at all, a destination, a part of travel, about TSA security, anything, we will do our best to give you the answer, to find the answer for you. Or I guess that the worst thing is we could have it for you next week. But we kind of think we can – if you can stump the expert here, why, good for you. And pay close attention during the program because at the end of the show – Tom, remember Kitty's Know
Your News quiz. We're going to do our version of that, except today it's Know the Travel Guys.
So if you listen to the program at the end of the show, we'll give you the signal to call and tell you what you need to know. We have five prizes ranging everything from bike rides in San Francisco to tickets to see Lorna Luft.
And the Gallo in Modesto.
In Modesto on Tuesday night. You'll have to be sure that you're available to go on Valentine's Day. But gift card from Chili's and American Express and all kinds of fun stuff. Couple of tickets to the Cosmopolitan Cabaret to see Forbidden Broadway. So you can win all those things at the end of the show, but you'll have to be a good listener along the way.
There you go. And let's give you some news to listen to. There may be a question from the news, so pay close attention.
Yeah, you never can tell.
Let's get into it. Mark Hoffman with today's travel news here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFPK.
Oh, you do that so well. Alaskan volcano could disrupt air travel, says the headline. Remember a couple of summers ago when that volcano over in Iceland caused all those problems
sure.
for air travelers? Well, there's a volcano in Alaska in the Aleutians that is starting to give them a lot of trouble. The Cleveland volcano has been upgraded to alert level orange, which I'm not sure what that means anymore, but it nonetheless
means that scientists are actively watching this volcano.
It's got a new lava dome, and it could burp at any moment in time, and that could be a problem for air travelers. Just thought we'd throw that out for you. The Grand Canyon, as you heard in the headlines, Grand Canyon National Park has banned the sale of plastic water bottles in the Grand Canyon. The restrictions go into effect within 30 days. They followed the example of Utah's Zion National Park, which launched a similar program in 2008, and Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, which offers water stations and encourages visitors to bring their own bottles or buy a stainless steel reusable bottle at the visitor center. Discarded water bottles account for about 30% of the Grand Canyon's total waste stream, according to an earlier Park Service estimate. And a park official said bottles are the single biggest source of trash found inside the canyon. Can you believe that?
I can. You know, if they would just bother to put a drinking fountain every 50 yards.
Well, so the Grand Canyon has installed, based on your suggestion just right then, 10 water filling stations on the south rim and 3 on the north rim. It's important to know that you cannot get between. There are no bridges between the two. And some of the park's concessionaires have installed similar facilities at hotels or restaurants. restaurant. The policy applies only to bottled water. You can still buy soda and juice in plastic bottles, and of course you can bring your own bottles into the park. That blows me away that 30%, biggest single source of trash in the canyon is plastic water bottles. This is not really a travel story, but I saw it this morning and I thought it was cute. You remember last weekend, Tom, we were the pregame to the Super Bowl, of course.
Yes, we were.
Unofficial pregame. And then they played that football game, which turned out to be pretty good. But the New England Patriots receivers had some issues with catching passes. In fact, I believe Tom Brady's wife, in an interview afterwards, said something about her husband couldn't throw the ball and catch the ball both.
Right.
Here is a Denver pawn shop operator. Got the idea to his company is called Pongo. So he had 8,000 Butterfingers candy bars dropped in Copley Square in Boston, a not so subtle reference to the Patriots receivers' oops moments in Sunday's game.
Yeah, that's pretty cruel. It is my favorite candy bar.
It's something that a New York Yankees fan would have thought of, I'm sure. All right, San Francisco Airport is the first to add a yoga room for flyers, open to all ticketed passengers. The yoga room contains a few chairs and yoga mats, but no instructors or televisions. No shoes, food, drinks, or cell phones are allowed. Silence is appreciated, says a sign spelling out yoga room etiquette. A prominent blue and white sign with a Buddha-like pictogram beckons visitors, come check out our yoga room. The studio officially opened last week in a former storage room outside of Terminal 2.
You know, when I first thought this, I saw this, I thought you said yogurt room, and I, no. Never mind.
Never go to the airport with Tom. The Hemsley Hotel, you remember that lovely lady, Mrs. Hemsley, who was... Well, we won't use that word. But anyway, she was a lovely, colorful lady in New York. Her old hotel, the Hemsley Hotel. I'm having a hard time saying that. It's going to become a Westin on the east side of New York City. It's going to cost $313 million. So that old hotel that Leona owned is not going to be to bear her name anymore. Speaking of New York, they are doing something in the wintertime in New York called Pop-Up Parks. And one of them has popped up down by Wall Street. You can go inside. It's 75 degrees inside. There are vendors. There are ping pong tables. There are wine tastings and soccer workshops. It's a 5,000-foot artificial habitat. And guess what? On Wednesday of next week, it goes away. They take it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's strictly winter-based.
It's strictly a winter activity. What a great idea. All right, this just happened today. A TAM plane was forced to land unexpectedly today. A Brazilian pilot was attacked by a passenger. Story still unfolding. Apparently, it was on its way from Montevideo to Sao Paulo, and a man got into the cockpit an hour into the flight, attacked the pilot. It took several people to subdue him. The plane has landed, and the man is under arrest. Police say he suffered a psychotic attack. I'm wondering, those folks in foreign countries don't have reinforced cockpit doors like we do.
Apparently not.
Passengers on a 757 coming from Chicago to Los Angeles on Thursday night got a big surprise. They got probably as close to the Hollywood red carpet as most any of us will ever get. On that particular flight, 531 from Chicago to Los Angeles, there were two Oscars on board. Indeed, Tom Schirach, who is the Film Academy president, was transporting 42 of the trophies from the foundry that makes them in Chicago to California for the upcoming Academy Awards. He had two of them in the cabin, and they were passed around by the passengers who whipped out their cell phones and took pictures, and I think that is pretty neat.
That's great. He didn't have to buy an extra seat for them, did he? You know, I understand for my daughter to get her wedding dress home, they recommended that we buy a seat. Honest to God.
That was Henry who told you.
And we've had that suggestion for buy a ticket for your dress.
For your dress, yeah, absolutely.
Or your Oscar.
So that is the travel news for today. We have coming up for you after the break, we are going to ask the expert if you have a travel question.
What kind of questions? Well, let's introduce Michael.
Well, let's introduce Michael. Michael Downer from Sports Leisure Vacations is here. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon. A pleasure to be here with
everyone. Nice to have you here. Michael is here to provide expertise in areas that Tom and I do not, because I am a domestic travel guy. Tom's a radio guy.
Yeah, my connection is this. Mark is the travel guy. guy. I know the travel guy.
I work for the travel guy.
Michael works for the travel guy.
But so, we're going to do questions in regards to booking a flight, a hotel,
cruise
close
lines.
Destinations. What kind of things, Michael, would be
all of those. Basically,
you
any
up
sort
for?
Of any sort of independent travel, or if you have questions about destinations that have been bothering you, give us a call. We'll see.
Now, keep in mind, independent travel doesn't mean that you have to travel by yourself.
No, it doesn't. It means that if you're traveling, if you have some place that you're curious about. All right, the phone numbers to call are 921-1530 and 1-800-834-1530. 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. We'll take your calls after the break. We are the Travel Guys. This is News Talk 92. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Off to New Orleans. Wait a minute. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Today is the Ask the Experts Day on the Travel Guys. Mark, what does that mean to our listeners who can call in right now and what?
That means that if they call in and ask us a question, they will automatically win two passes to Cold Stone Ice Cream. So if you, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530, if you will give us a call and ask us a question, we'll give you a couple of ice cream passes. It's the middle of the winter. You can save them till summer if you want. And at the end of the show, we will have a Know Your Travel Guys quiz. So listen carefully to the show, and if you have a if you pick up on what we ask at the end of the show, you will have a chance to win some cool prizes, a couple tickets to see Lorna Lufton at the Gallows Center, tickets to see Forbidden Broadway. You can have lunch at Chili's, all kinds of stuff. 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. Just about any travel-related question is fair game.
And our experts today in the studio, of course, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations and his independent travel expert, Michael Downer here. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
All right. Let's go to our first question. Let's bring on Sandy. Sandy from El Dorado Hills. Thanks for joining us today, Sandy.
Oh, thank you. I just had a question. We're going on two trips, one next month and one in September on a cruise. But I have breast cancer. My hair is just starting to come back, and I wear wigs. I've been told by different, whether TSA or airlines, that they make you take it off. Is that correct?
Can I ask you something? How is the wig attached? Is it attached with metal pins or?
No, I just pop it on.
Okay, yeah. Well, in some cases there are different things. If you just pop it on, no, there's not going to be any reason for them to ask you to take it off. The other thing is that if there were any issue with it, you could always politely ask the TSA people to do a pat down search. And explain to them. But I would say probably a reasonable percentage of the people who travel with me on a regular basis wear wigs for whatever reason. And I have never seen anybody ever be asked to remove one. They will ask you to remove any kind of headgear. You know, if you weren't wearing a wig but you were wearing a hat, then they would definitely make you take that off. But there's I'm on the TSA website right now, and I've keyword wigs, and I've also looked at hair pieces and stuff, and all it says here is that you have to remove anything, like if you had a barrette or something in your hair, some type of a pin or something like that.
Because I did call TSA about a week ago, because the wigs have, like, I can't tell, but a little tiny, because it kind of pushes towards, you know, your ear.
Right.
It's not metal, but he told me, yes, I probably would ask me to remove it.
Okay, I have never seen anybody ever be forced to remove a wig, and so my call would be, the answer would be no. But if somebody did ask you to remove it and it was uncomfortable for you, then I would just politely say, could I have a pat-down search, and explain to them that you have a wig.
Thanks for the call, Sandy. I work have worked with people that have hair pieces and so forth. Might have asked them if that's ever happened.
Well, and that would be
I've never seen that happen.
No, I haven't. But if you went through one of those body scanners and you had something attached to your head that had metal on it, then it's going to show up. If it's very visible to them, they're going to ask you to take it out, and if it's not, they're probably going to feel your head a little bit there.
All right, let's check in with Helen. Helen, welcome to the program. You're a second Saturday fan, are you?
Yes, I am. And Sports Leisure Travel used to have tours on second Saturday, and I certainly enjoyed them. And they haven't had them for a while, and I'm wondering if they will be having those again in the future.
Well, Helen, let me tell you, those were an idea to try to get folks down to the second Saturday program in the afternoon. The second Saturday, which started out as a wonderful kind of artsy situation in Sacramento, kind of deteriorated into a let's go down and get drunk and have a rowdy Saturday evening. And even some of the merchants downtown will tell you that they're not completely thrilled with what has happened. And one of the reasons that we decided not to do that was because of the mixed conditions downtown for that particular activity. So the answer to your question is, unfortunately, probably not something that we will offer in the foreseeable future. We're taking questions today on our Ask the Expert version of the Travel Guys. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 are the numbers to call.
Let's do one more before we head towards the news here, not too far away. Let's check in with Bob. Bob's got a question. Michael, Bob, what's your question?
Oh, hi, guys. Great show. I keep hearing all these things about traveling to Cuba, that it's easier and that it's harder, and everything is conflicting. Nothing makes any sense. What do you know about going to Cuba?
Well, right now we still have a blockade on Cuba, or we're not allowed to actually travel. But there are ways to get around that.
Well, and just this last week, Tauk Tours, which is one of the more nationally recognized tour operators, announced a series of small group tours to Cuba. And when you look at what the government is allowing is educational and culturally based groups. So Tauk has created an itinerary and looking at it that is very they're touting meet the people, learn about the culture. It doesn't look a whole lot different from a lot of other tour itineraries, but it's the way that it's marketed and presented, I'm sure, has allowed Tauk, because they are one of the leading tour operators in the country, to be able to be one of the first to get in there. So you can go to Tauk, T-A-U-C-K, tours.com, would give you an opportunity to see at least an itinerary that someone has. But right now, Michael, if I'm right, unless you've got special permission or a special license, it's still not – people like you and I still can't go.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Bob. We lost you there. Folks, remembering now that we have a bunch of prizes at the end of the program to give to folks. And if you are a listener to the Travel Guys to the End, you will be able to play Know the Travel Guys.
I have a question that we got at travelguysradio.com that was emailed in fact, just a little while ago, Michael. When is the best time to go to Hawaii? A lot of people like to get away, you know, in the summertime and take vacations. Is that the best time and the cheapest time to travel, or what would you recommend?
Well, summertime is never going to be the cheapest time to travel pretty much anywhere, because that's when families or kids are off from school and families travel. So generally, that time of the year is going to be more expensive. Really, Hawaii probably would be, my advice would be fall or spring would be your best time to go there.
And in regards to the rates, are you saying that's when you'll get the lowest rates?
Correct, yes.
You're probably going to see your best hotel rates between Thanksgiving and Christmas vacation, the beginning of Christmas vacation. That's about a 2 or 3 week window. Mm-hmm. And generally, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, but between Labor Day and Thanksgiving is also a very good time to be
there. Right, because those are times when people are back to school, back to work, and they're not traveling as much. So those are slower seasons.
And also perhaps the 1 week after the new year is also a good window. We should remind folks we're taking your calls today, and if you have anything that you would like to talk about, any question that you have in regards to travel, it's Ask the Travel Experts. Stay here on the Travel Guys, 921-1530 and 1-800-834-1530. We're going to have to take a break in just a moment for the news, but when we come back, we will take some more of your calls.
This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Have your travel club update, your sports leisure travel club update for Sunday, the 12th of February. First of all, let me tell you that if you are a sports leisure traveler, we have some wonderful day trips, even if you're not a sports leisure traveler. We have some wonderful day trip excursions coming up in the next couple months. Springtime in San Francisco, cruising Tahoe's North Shore. You've got a date for lunch in Volcano, Easter brunch at Ironstone Vineyards. Those are just a few of the many day trips that you can find if you go to sports leisure.com. tour.com, or you give us a call at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. Also, it will be my pleasure in June to escort a wonderful group of folks to Cape Cod and the island of Nantucket. For more information, call Sports Leisure Vacations or visit us at sportsleisure.com. Our two lucky Travel Club listeners for today are Carol Wolf and Mary Monterio. Mary Monterio and Carol Wolf, you are lucky listeners for today, and our lucky staff code for today is Radish.
Radish.
That's your Travel Club
Radish.
Update. Do you know what that is? That's how I get my staff to listen to all of these programs.
I think you told me when if they hear the word and they know what it is, you give them the week off.
Just
right?
Like, no, not hardly. yeah. You guys are all dreaming again. All right, it's Ask the Expert Day here on the Travel Guys. I am Mark Hoffman along with Michael Downer, and that guy is Tom Romano. And Tom, 921-1530-800-834-1530 are the numbers to call if you have a question about anything regarding travel. And Tom, go to our next caller.
All right, let's check in with Robin. Robin, welcome to the program. What's your question?
Actually, a two-part question.
Two-parter. Is that allowed? Yeah, I guess that's allowed. Go ahead. What's part one?
Well, they're really related. I heard that the magic window for buying your airline tickets to get the best price is 3 to 4 months out, and that if you go out any farther than that, you'll probably pay more. If you go any closer to your travel date, you'll pay more. But a lot of the travel deals are like last-minute deals. So, you know, if you want to get like a cruise that's like, you know, a couple of weeks out and it's a great bargain, you're going to end up paying a higher airfare. But if you want to catch a really good airfare, then you're going to be paying a higher probably package price for a package deal. So what is your recommendation regarding those kind of quandaries?
Well, when it comes to cruises, the first thing you need to do, Robin, is move to Florida, because that's where most of them leave from. And frequently the cruise lines offer last-minute deals to folks who live locally. And the same thing happens with Alaska cruises up in the state of Washington and in southern British Columbia. Frequently they will offer better rates because they know those folks are capable of getting into a vehicle and getting there in a different way. Michael, what would you say in terms of airfare is a window? We had somebody a couple weeks ago who said 6 weeks is that ARC did the Airlines Reporting Commission did a survey and found out that airfares tended to be the best about 6 weeks before departure. What's your feeling on it?
Well, I think 6 weeks is a good rule of thumb. It really just depends on the flight you're looking at, because, you know, they're going to fill at different times. Some of them are going to fill faster. But about 6 weeks out would be my recommendation.
You know, Robin, what's really interesting is that airlines have gone to kind of dynamic pricing now, which means that sometimes if a carrier sees that they've got 15 seats left on a flight 2 days from now, they may go in and offer a 21-day advance fare just to fill those seats, because they know that on search engines and stuff it will come up higher. My suggestion to you is to look at things like Kayak, where you can compare a lot of airfares together. And also, my recommendation in terms of when during the week you buy an airline ticket, you want to buy it on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Ideally, Wednesday is the best day to buy, because most sales start on Tuesdays. Does that help you any?
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Robin. 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 are our telephone numbers, or you can go to travelguysradio.com and send us a question.
I do have another question from online, too, just a minute ago. Someone wanted to know, is it better to book when you're going to go on a vacation, whether it's Hawaii or whether it's Disneyland, to go ahead and book all of the stuff individually, airfare, hotel, car rental? There's oftentimes these packages. What's a better deal? Do you pay extra for the package, thinking that you – what would your thoughts, Michael?
I would say go with the package deal. Generally, it's going to be a less expensive fare for you than putting all the different components together at one time.
So you can almost always think that the packages are a better deal.
Correct.
Well, and one of the reasons for that, Tom, is because in a package they can oftentimes hide a discount that maybe they don't want to sell you the hotel room for $69, but really that's all that they've priced it into the package. So packaging or bundling, as they say, gives the hoteliers and the airlines the opportunity to cut different deals about who gets what percentage of what, and oftentimes that is more beneficial to the traveler, but not always. It pays to, if you've got a package price, it pays to do a little bit of homework in these days of modern technology. Just, you know, go to the hotel website, click on it, see what they're charging for the best price for those days, see what the airline ticket is, and then you'll find out if you're really getting a bargain.
All right. I see we got Tim standing by. Before we get to his call, we got who's this guy that just wandered in?
Well, this is Chris Galloway of the
Sport. I kind of recognize him.
Yeah. he's been a guest before from places like Japan and faraway destinations. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Hey, move in close to the microphone there. You have just come back. Tim, hang on. We'll get to you in just a minute. You have just come back from a three-week cruise all around Southeast Asia to Thailand and
5 countries in 19 days.
Yeah, 5. Wow.
It was the trip of a lifetime.
Hong Kong, Vietnam, Cambodia.
Started in Hong Kong, went over to Vietnam, had 3 stops there, stop in Cambodia, 2 stops in Thailand, and a 2-day extension in Singapore.
I think we need to explain to people that Chris didn't just go on this trip by himself.
No, he escorted a number of Sports Leisure travelers who went with him on Holland America. Which Holland America ship were you on?
We were on the MS Zaandam.
And how was the ship?
It was excellent. It's musical themed, so you know, they have lots of instruments and that sort of thing all around. They had wonderful shows. The food was excellent. Service was impeccable.
Now, we sell a lot of Holland America cruises. Was this the first time, Chris, that you'd been on a Holland
American
ship?
This is the first time I've been on a Holland American ship.
And you thought the food, the service, I mean, it's okay. You can say whatever you want.
I didn't want to come back to work.
Well, you don't look like you put on too many pounds there. You must have found the gym.
Actually, yeah, they have really state-of-the-art equipment. If you want to go there and gain 10 pounds at the buffet, you can. But if you want to minimize the damage, you can do that as well. So that's the route I took.
What was the best thing on the ship from either you or the people you were traveling with? Was it, you know, the entertainment, or was there anything in particular that stood out to you?
You know, I would have to say all the different programs that they have, because throughout the day, especially days at sea, they're very relaxing. If you just want to hang out on the deck, you can do that. If you want to hang out by the pool, hang in your room, you can. But if you want to go learn how to use your computer and download pictures and learn to crop them and send them off to your grandkids, you can do that. They have different seminars. They have culinary-themed seminars. Food and Wine magazine was on there. They actually had Le Cirque. Le Cirque from New York City works at the Pinnacle Grill, and they offered one evening for $39 you could have a Le Cirque dinner. It was amazing.
Wow. Pretty phenomenal. So you're on a cruise ship not too long after a cruise ship fell over on its side in the ocean.
We didn't talk about that.
Tom, that confirms what you said before we went on the air today, because we said people who get on airplanes don't talk about the airplane that went down yesterday. So you said people on cruise ships probably are the same way.
Pretty much. And I hear again, I think that people that are on cruise ships, you know, if there is an incident, most people probably figure that they will be okay. You know, if you have a disaster in the sky, most people figure they're not going to be okay.
That's kind of how I felt about it. I mean, at least there's a boat, and boats float.
And they have little boats, too, little lifeboats also.
Yeah, well, actually, you were on a ship. The difference between a ship and a boat, as was explained to me, Chris, one day, was the boat is the thing they lower when the ship starts to sink.
I'll remember that.
You don't know the difference between a boat and a ship. Was there you were on Holland America. That is known as being, you know, kind of a for retirees type thing. What was the atmosphere on board?
Well, it was mostly older people. There were some young people along. There were even a couple families along. But I found it to be quite nice. It was rather relaxing. Not a bunch of drunken shenanigans late at night and running up and down the halls and that sort of thing. Everybody was in bed by 11, and we were up and starting a new day.
Tom, let's try to get our caller here. Tim's been waiting patiently for us.
All right. Tim, welcome to the program. What's your question for the experts today?
My wife and I are going to a tour of Israel in March, the first 10 days in March, and I'm kind of curious what to expect weather-wise. I'm also curious as to whether American Express checks are still a good idea, or is that kind of passe? And then my third question is, where can I go to get videos, if you will, or of the lay of the land, so to speak? We went to the bookstore and couldn't find anything at all about you know, a video to take home and say, hey, this is what this looks like, this is what this looks like, and so on and so forth.
Wow, there's a lot of information. Well, first of all, when you're traveling to a foreign country, one of the first things that you want to do is enroll in the STEP program, which is something that our State Department has, which means that you're basically you're telling your government, I'm going to a foreign country and this is where I'm going to be and how long I'm going to be there, so that if anything should happen, you know, even we're not talking about a war here as much as we're talking about an earthquake or a natural disaster of some kind that might give that would then we would know where you were. Michael, any experience with the folks traveling to the Holy Lands?
Yes, I've sent a number of people to the Holy Lands. And to answer one of your questions, as far as American Express, the traveler's checks, really those are very not used at all, hardly anymore. People use their ATM cards or their credit cards. Now, one thing to be aware of with your credit card, some cards do charge an overseas surcharge when you make when you put charges on it. So you might want to check with them and see if they offer that, if they actually are going to charge you that.
Yeah, and there are some cards now that do not charge a 3% any type of a foreign exchange fee. So if you're a person who travels a lot internationally, that's something that you should do. And one other, a couple other things in regards to credit cards. Call your credit card company before you leave. The ones that you're going to use, tell them where you're going and where you're going to be and how long you're going to be there. So when you get to a foreign country, they don't shut your card off. Also be aware of the fact that what we've talked about in this show before about the PIN versus the chip technology, there are going to be situations sometimes in foreign countries where a U.S. credit card will have to be hand-keyed into a machine in order to make a purchase. So, but really important. Chris, you just came back from 3 weeks on the road, and you let your credit card company know, right, where you were going?
Oh, absolutely. I gave them the full itinerary, let them know all of the different countries I would be in. And in Hong Kong, I did make a purchase, and they did have to key in my credit card because it doesn't have the chip on it.
Ah, okay.
And by the way, March in Israel is the beginning of the spring season, which is generally regarded as the nicest time to visit. So bring with your a variety of clothing, but I think you're going to be fine.
Cool, cool. Thank you very much. That was an excellent call. We are taking questions from you today. We'll have time for one or two more if you want to get on the phone at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. And coming up in the next segment, we will tell you what you need to know to call us at the end of the program and win a big prize. We are the Travel Guys. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. I am Mark Hoffman. He is Tom Romano.
Thank you very much.
Famous radio star on the weekdays on the FM on 93.1.
Classic, right? 93.1, classic hits of the 70s and 80s.
70s and 80s, yes. We won't tell people that's when we were growing up. Well, we could tell people that was growing up, but that would be a lie. listen, I want to tell you about some very special folks, and we have a very special offer for some really smart boss that's listening to this program right now. The Sacramento Capital Airs, the Barbershop Quartet Group, does a very special thing every Valentine's Day. They do singing Valentines. I've had them do this for my staff. They will come to your office and sing. The ladies get a lovely silk rose. They get a small box of See's candies and a Valentine's Day card. Now, this is something that you could really impress the person that's special for you. The very first person that calls the Valentine hotline at 888-877-9806, that's 888-877-9806, and mentions the Travel Guys, will get half off on a singing Valentine. They start at $50, so that's $25 to impress the lady or the man in your life. 888-877-9806. Mention the Travel Guys, and the first person will get a discounted singing Valentine. And even without a discount, it's a good deal.
And the thing is that because it's 50% off, when you mention the Travel Guys when you call does not mean that they're only going to sing half the song.
Right, or give you half the flower.
Yes.
No, our friends at the Travel Guys. Speaking of our friends, John Holloway over at Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue between Northrop and Hurley.
Got some stuff going on.
He is. He's,
especially if you're a business traveler.
If you're a business traveler and you're looking to get that new business briefcase or traveling case, this is the time to do it. That new man purse that you've been thinking about getting. You see guys with those things slung over their shoulders. Looks like a combination of a briefcase and a suitcase. You can get them at Holloway Travel Outfitters up to 65% off.
And if you're tired of getting a hernia every time you carry your carry-on because it weighs too much, you can get luggage that is extremely light, is extremely durable. You name it, John has it at Holloway Travel.
Free packing classes, just sign up or give them a call to sign up. Find out when the next one is. You can go to packinglight.net or see Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue between Northrop and Hurley.
There you go. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and we got Kathy and Katie standing by. Mark, you know, pretty exciting trying to get two daughters married off this year.
Yeah, So how is that coming along here?
It's coming along.
Give us the 30-second update.
All right, 30-second update. Well, you know, Amanda's place where she's going to get married is up in Roseville. That's all been taken care of. Sarah, finally, we last weekend we visited a place just not very far away up in Meta Vista. You ever been to Meta Vista?
I have.
Okay, beautiful. You're in the Sierras. It's very, very nice. We ran across a place called the Beda House, and that's not like that's better than this is better. It's Beda, and it's actually a gal's name. And Andy and Mary there showed us around, and we have selected the Beda House for my daughter's wedding.
I suspect we will hear more about
that. Yes, beautiful courtyard, really nice place, and we're really looking forward to being there. And they do special events and all. So I will keep you up to date on what's going on with
the wedding pictures
between now and then.
All right.
And pictures online.
Let's see if we can get these two callers real quickly before we have to go here. Kathy in Folsom, welcome to the program. You had a question about credit cards in Europe?
Yes, I did. You had mentioned about the chip technology.
Yep.
And we've been going over for the past couple of years, and we started noticing the problem. But where it really came into a problem last year is when we would go to the travel plazas to put gas in our RV, and they're not always manned, and they only take the credit cards that have the chip.
A word of warning to folks to be careful that if you're using a credit card, you better make sure that if you're using a U.S. credit card, you better make sure there's a human being present.
Well, my question would be, I mean, are there any U.S. companies that issue credit cards that have the chips in them? Why are we so far behind?
Well, that's a valid question. And, Kathy, we first brought this up. This first came up as an issue about 18 months ago, and it appears as though Chase and Citibank have now both indicated that they are going to adopt the chip technology, but they haven't put a time frame on it yet, and there is no credit card company currently in the United States that offers that technology. But it looks like that we're going to get that technology sometime, I'm guessing, in the next 12 to 18 months. Citibank was talking about it a few months ago, and it's becoming an increasingly big issue for folks. Kathy, in Galt, do you have a question about traveling to Greece?
Actually, it's...
We got Katie.
Yeah.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Are you going to Greece?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it for my honeymoon, but I don't know if it's safe. It's going to be like a timeshare resort, but is it safe to travel to Greece these days?
How long before you're going?
Probably not until December.
What do you think, Michael?
Well, right now they're having a lot of trouble because of the austerity programs that the government's trying to impose on the people. So what I would do is I'd kind of take a wait and see and just monitor the situation and see how things are in a couple of months.
There's going to be the government of Greece is going to have to meet a big payment. I believe it's March the 4th. And so and after that, things, I think, are going to become a lot clearer from a financial standpoint. And when that happens, then the people over there are probably going to get a lot more comfortable with either where they are or where they're not. So my suggestion to you is be a news freak. And watch the news. The problem is you don't want to get over there and have a situation where they shut down, even if they're not rioting in the streets and setting things on fire, if there's no public transportation or no airport or no anything like that for a day or two at a time, and you can't predict that, then you're going to get there. You might get there and not be able to get back out.
How soon do you plan to travel, Katie?
Well, the wedding is supposed to be in October, so I wanted to go December time.
And Katie, where in Greece had you planned on going?
Well, it's going to be a timeshare resort, so it's going to be near the ocean and near the Greek Isles.
Do you know which island?
I don't know yet, because I was kind of trying to choose which one.
Hey, Katie, you know what you could do? Michael works in our office during the week at Sports Leisure Vacations, and you could just, when you get some more of your information together, if you have any questions or you need any help, I'm not trying to sell you anything here, but just if you need some questions answered, Michael would be happy to answer them for you. It's you can go to sportsleisure.com to get the number, or it's 361-8687.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it. Boy, our listeners just responded quite well today.
Okay, they did. And when we're going to reward those that listen closely.
We promised the people who listen closely that when we got to the end of the program that we would give them and ask what was it? What did you call it?
Ask the experts.
Ask the experts. It's the Know Your News quiz.
Oh, yeah, right. The Know Your News quiz. This time it's Know Your Travel Guys.
It's Know Your Travel Guys.
So what
guys.
Do they need to know?
Well, just hang on just a second here. I'm just not quite – did you know that United and Continental – are having, they're merging and they're getting all together. And first week of March is the magic date. I think it's March the 3rd. And do you know that this is a 9-page story from the news. The two airlines use different kinds of coffee. And so now they're trying to find a brand of coffee that will make the people on Continental that are used to brand A and the people that are on United that are used to brand B both happy. And this is a 9-page article about the trials and tribulations of trying. If you go to travelguysradio.com, you can read this along with all kinds of other interesting stuff. On our website, you will find all kinds of interesting stories. If you're a travel nut, I promise you every week there is something worth looking at, travelguysradio.com. All right, we need to tell folks, if you have been listening to the program during the travel news, we told you that on a United flight to San Francisco, there was a particular type of cargo. If you can identify what that special cargo was. That they passed around on the flight from Chicago to Los Angeles, you can call 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Be patient. We can't get you all at once. We have a lot of wonderful prizes. You can have caller's choice as long as it lasts. Remember, we are the Travel Guys.
And an hour a week is all we ask.
And we will be back with you again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. You have a wonderful week.
Thanks for coming in, Michael, and answering questions. Folks, you have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next time.